So once we recognize who we really are, that we are born again, Holy Ghost renewed, fire baptized, speaking spirits in the image of Christ. Jesus. Then you recognize that how you operate is to declare a thing and it shall be established. You decree a thing and it shall come to pass. Whatever you say, that is what you're going to have. That's what you're going to get. We as believers, we operate like God operates, by faith, walking in love. We recognize that we are one with Him. We recognize, and being one with Him, God is peace, He is love, He is joy. So all those things belong to us. That becomes a part of our identity. That the healing, the prosperity, and all the things that we need to be successful in life, it's just not something that we have. It's part of who we are because we've been made one with Christ. And over in John, I believe it was in John, but anyway, Jesus was praying in this manner, and I'm paraphrasing that, Father, that you know they be in me and I be in you and that we all together, we are one. And that's part of God's original plan is that we all together be one. That's what the Bible refers to as the body of Christ, so that we can come together in union and in oneness. And in that oneness and in that unity, we recognize who we really are. That's how we find our true identity, because it's in God. And we find that true identity of God, you know, based on God, from His Word. And that's how you're able to recognize and identify your spirit man. You can touch and feel and hear and smell your natural body, and you can perceive your emotions based on, you know, I tell T, man, you look real good today. He should be cutting cartwheels right now. But if I was speak you know negative words to you, you know, you might feel bad for a moment. So there's that perception that you can perceive your emotions. But in order to perceive your true identity, you have to do it with the Word of God. The Bible says that the Word is like a mirror. How many of you have gotten up in the morning and you looked in the mirror and your hair is all messed up or you're about to go out the door and either your makeup was messed up or your shirt was maybe it was turned inside out or you had on backwards or something. And so you use that mirror to fix yourself up, to get everything back in order, get it back right. You took a comb and you combed your hair or you brushed it so it looked nice. Well, the same thing goes with the Word. When you miss a step, you take 1 John 1:9 and get it right. You comb it out. And then you take, I believe it's Romans 6. It's in there somewhere, but where it basically says, I no longer yield my body unto sin. And that's just not an instruction to, as a rule to govern our body. I mean, it's not just a commandment, but rather it is a truth of who you really are. It is part of your identity. It's not a means to condemn you if you mess up. It's letting you know, hey, that's not what you really look like. That's not what the Word shows you what you're really like. What you're really like is this. You walk uprightly. You walk in righteousness. You like T said the other Sunday, you uphold the standard of the Word of God because that's your identity. That's who you really are. That's how you operate. That's how you function because you are speaking spirit formed in the image of the Most High God, renewed by Jesus Christ, able to walk in the truth on the light of the Word of God, and you're able to function in this world despite all the chaos and all depravity that's going on, you're able to walk in righteousness because you've been made right with God. That is who you are. The word is a reflection of your true identity. And if you find something in your life that isn't lining up with your true identity, then you take that same word and you use that same word to get it right and to get back right standing and uphold the standard that you're supposed to walk in. That standard that God made you to walk in. That standard that from the beginning when God formed Adam and he said, have dominion over this world and have dominion over the fish of the sea and the fowls of the air and all the creeping things that are on this earth, you are supposed to walk in that dominion, and that's your identity. You are not supposed to submit yourself to a serpent. You're not supposed to submit yourself to your natural feelings or your desires or the temptations of the flesh or whatever it is, your circumstances, your situations that's telling you something different from who you really are. But you were designed to approach that thing with the identity of who you are in Christ and tell that situation what it's supposed to be, not allow the situation to tell it what you're supposed to be. Glory to God. Jesus. Hallelujah.